You're listening to SBS News.
Over a quarter of a million doses had been destined for Australia from AstraZeneca's factory in Italy. But before the vaccines could be shipped out, there remained a legal hurdle. New European Commission legislation introduced in January requires that EU nations approve exports of vaccines produced locally to countries outside the bloc. In a statement, Italy's government says it's decided to withhold approval.
The reasons behind the decision to reject the request from AstraZeneca include the fact that Australia is not considered a vulnerable country under the EU regulation, and the high number of vaccine doses in the shipment compared to the quantity of doses supplied so far to Italy and other EU countries.
It's the first time a nation has blocked the export of vaccines under the new legislation. 170 other requests have been approved without incident. The export controls were introduced after AstraZeneca cited production delays as the reason why there would be a shortfall of 60 million doses by the end of March. Production issues have not been the only problem. EU data shows that countries in the bloc have not yet used about 30% of the 43 million doses that have been delivered in the region. Austria and Denmark have formed an alliance for vaccine development with Israel after the country vaccinated 60% of its population with one dose of the Pfizer vaccine. The three countries will launch a research and development fund and begin joint efforts for the production of future vaccines. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen says there's a lot to learn from Israel's vaccine rollout.
I think I can say on behalf of both Councillor Kurz and myself that we are very inspired of Israel's ability to roll out the vaccines. I stand here with two colleagues with whom I share the same vision. Timely access to vaccines will be critical for our societies in the years to come.
Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz says delays in the approval of vaccines by the EU regulator was a factor in seeking other solutions.
We decided to jointly invest in production plants in Europe and Israel to enhance vaccine supply. Vaccine production involves many steps, so we will divide the tasks between us and each focus on specific ones. In Austria, for example, lipid production necessary for many vaccines takes already place. And I would like to thank you, Bibi, and you, Mette, for this cooperation, because I think that it is important to work together in order not only to fight the virus now, but also to fight the mutations in the next years.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the alliance also makes sense for his country.
We have to protect our people against the reemergence of this pandemic or mutations. And we want to create two capacities. We think that by joining our resources, the resources of three small but very able and gifted countries, we can better meet these challenges.
Europe's drug regulator, the European Medicines Agency, has launched a review of Russia's Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine as it considers approving the jab. The EU has previously been cautious of using vaccines that could give Russia or China geopolitical influence. European Commission Chief Spokesman Eric Marmer says the European regulator's review will focus on health criteria only.
Its analysis of a vaccine based on health-related criteria related to the safety and the efficacy of the vaccine. Full stop. There is no other consideration than that. And therefore, geopolitics have nothing to do with the fact that you consider that EMA would consider a vaccine safe and efficacious or not. It's based on the assessment of the vaccine.
But pressure has grown since the Lancet Medical Journal published results in February showing Sputnik V to be 91.6% effective. Several EU member states, including Germany and Spain, have said recently they would be interested in Sputnik V if it was approved, while Hungary unilaterally registered it. A shipment of 280,000 doses of the Sputnik V vaccine has now arrived in Hungary. The head of the Hungarian Prime Minister's office, Gage Gulyás, says those doses will be administered as soon as the country's regulator approves the vaccine.
By next week, Hungary will be the most vaccinated country within the European Union. But even this pace is not fast enough to prevent the spread of the virus and especially its new variants.
Speaking to the European Parliament, the EU's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, urged nations to avoid national self-interest and to prioritise global cooperation efforts, such as the United Nations-led COVAX initiative, to provide vaccines to poorer nations.
Our approach is to try to continue to stress the vaccine multilateralism, not using the vaccine as a tool for geopolitical influence, as some others do.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.